Now, back to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Network with Big Willie 105.5 and River Talk. It's almost as good as a second cup of coffee.
Oh, man, oh, man. Tough crowd this morning. Tough crowd. That woman, going back and forth with her on Messenger during the breaks and all that and trying to read some of her comments on the Facebook live stream. It's very difficult. It's just me. I can't do all of this. Anyway, so I reached out to her again. And, okay, she said that she does not want to be on the air. But the thing that jumped out at me, and we're going to get to this, I did not know this. This is actually breaking news. I suspected this, but now we have confirmation. She wrote, again, I actually like this lady. I thought she was, and still think, very attractive, very nice. What's not to like? I mean, honestly, I can't believe I'm defending myself. Oh, I was attracted, appreciated all these beautiful women and took their pictures, and now I've been apologizing for, they've wanted me to apologize for this the last two or three days. What is wrong with these people? Anyway. So she writes back, and I shared this right before the break here. She writes back, I was asked to reach out to sponsors. I did not. This has turned into a circus all because of you. Be an adult. Take the pictures down. Okay. If the voting is such that they want the pictures taken down from the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, follow it, by the way, and share it. Okay. But so far, and by the way, we've cleared the lines again. Your vote matters. Phone number 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. You can vote yes, you can vote no. Here's the question. Should the controversial pictures of the Blue Tie Gala for prostate cancer screening on Big Willie 105.5 be deleted? Yes or no? So far, we have one yes vote. We have five, six, seven no votes. Your vote matters. There's still plenty of time to switch this, to flip this. Hold on, I got more people calling in. Just I'll be right with you. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name and how do you vote?
This is Bam Bam. How you doing?
Bam Bam, Pecora?
I'd say leave them on. Who cares? It's not a big deal. They're good-looking women.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like people photoshopped or...
No, not at all.
...pictures and, you know, the pictures you took is no different than the people who were there were going to be able to see, so who cares?
Exactly. Here's the other thing, Bam Bam. They said that I was obsessed with feet because I took three or four pictures of... Suppose that I was taking pictures of feet. I posted, I think, three of them. But it wasn't the feet. It was the footwear. It was the shoes. The feet just happened to be in the shoes. And there was one, there was a guy who wore these bright green shoes. I've never seen anything like this in my life, like Dorothy's, the ruby red slippers, except these were green. Green. I posted those too. And they're thinking that I've got a foot fetish now, which I do not. And it's just, I mean, you can't win with these people, Bam Bam. You just can't win.
You know, I glanced at the pictures, and
yes.
I didn't see nothing really out of line of anyway.
No, they were beautiful.
They were just normal pictures of normal people.
No, better than that. These were beautiful.
What the big deal is with everything else like that. And, you know, as far as the feet, if they didn't want people to see their feet, they would have worn shoes instead of the shoes that they had on that shows all their toes and everything.
I do not have a foot fetish. You ask my wife. One line open. Your vote matters. Hi, you're on Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name and how do you vote?
Jamie, and I vote you leave them up.
Leave them up. All right, so no, do not take them down. Jamie, why do you say that?
Yeah.
You sound like a woman.
I am. I think that you respectfully shared them photos on social media. There was nothing wrong with how... you portrayed them. There was nothing wrong with the pictures itself. I think some people are just causing trouble over nothing.
I hear you. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. One line open. Call now. Hi, you're on Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name? What do you want? How do you want to vote?
My name is Bill, and I want to vote yes. I think you should keep the photos up.
Oh, vote. Okay, then you mean no. You want to keep the photos up? That's a no.
I'm so confused this morning. It's got me all kind of ways.
I'm sorry, Bill.
I think that women should be happy that you took the photos, and I think if they're so worried about them being seen in public, I think they need to wear whole sheets over top of their heads.
Yeah, that's already been done a few years ago, but thank you very much. Didn't work out too well. Although we did elect Robert Byrd, but anyway, so there's that. All right, so far it's a landslide. Your vote matters. Unlike the Dominion voting machines, we can't hook this up to the internet and screw around with it, allegedly. Our brand new phone system, our sheet of paper, my red Sharpie, tallying the votes. And I got the question here. This is not exactly high-tech radio, okay? With me, how could it be? Okay, should the controversial pictures of the Blue Tie Gala for prostate cancer screening on Big Willie 105.5 be deleted? The vast majority of people are saying... Oh, wait a minute, more calls. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name and how do you vote?
My name is Alicia and I vote the pictures need taken down.
All right, that's two. Why do you say that, Lisa?
Because I was personally there and in the photos, and I was personally with women that were creeped out that so many photos were being taken, but they were trying to be politically correct and nice and not accuse him in the moment of being creepy, but it ended up being creepy.
Did I take your picture, Lisa?
This is Alicia. I've been
Alicia! I'm sorry. I couldn't make it out.
I'm calling in.
Oh, this is great. Oh, this is wonderful.
Without being interrupted.
Yes. Again, okay. Tell the listener.
I'd love to.
Okay. Oh, this is wonderful. Thank you so much. I'd be more than happy to have you here in the studio, and I wouldn't interrupt you here either, but on the phone. Okay, this is important. This is one of the ladies. Yes, I admit I said that she was very pretty and I liked her and everything else, and yes, I took a picture, but this is the only one. The only one who reached out to me on Messenger and said, hey, take them down. And Alicia, would you please tell them that I was courteous and did everything I could to do exactly what you had requested? Would you please at least tell them that?
I asked for my photo to be taken down and I asked for everyone's photo to be taken down. This is why. And please do not interrupt me. Organizers and board members from the event got a hold of Chrissy and said, you know him well. We don't like the post. It's offensive. And we want it taken down. Can you please get a hold of him and ask him to take it down? So that is the route that was first taken. And I personally got your cell phone number from Chrissy, my friend, and tried to call your phone 5 times on Sunday to have a civilized conversation about this for you to understand that my first response to this was, maybe he was genuine. Maybe he didn't know what he was doing. Maybe he doesn't know this is offensive, but it is. But then that was followed up by getting no response, Chrissy or I both trying to call you all day on Sunday to try to explain this to you and ask you to take this down, because even Jessica Stanley was uncomfortable at one point as I was standing there with her having a conversation about making this a chapter, making this a bigger event, doing this yearly. And she said, who is this guy that just keeps snapping pictures? I'm creeped out. Like, why does he do this? Everyone was creeped out. I'm not saying this to offend you. I'm not saying this to be mean. But now I am getting attacked on Facebook, calling a leftist, all these things that I am not, when I'm simply have been asked by a group of people, even though they're not calling, there is a collective group of people in those photos that want the pictures taken down. The board wants the pictures taken down. Organizers for the event want the pictures taken down. Okay? So this is the way we try to go about it. Flash forward on Sunday, after trying to reach you multiple times all day to do what we were asked, no response. There was a post that came out that basically said, in our eyes, screw them. I don't care what they think. I like the pictures. I think they're beautiful. I'm going to leave them up. This could have all just been resolved if you would just take the pictures down. I have nothing to do with whatever's going on with being sent to sponsors. I don't want to have anything to do with that. I'm a professional. I just want the pictures taken down. Mine, everyone's. Everyone wants their pictures taken down. This is how this transpired. Now it's turned into a circus of a 2-day radio show, which is so stupid because there's so much more important things going on. Adults are just asking, please take the photos down. Just because every single one of those ladies aren't calling, there are board members on there that have asked people to reach out and ask for it to be taken down, have an adult conversation. This could have been all squashed on Sunday and none of this would have happened. I am sorry that you're dealing with people trying to take your career away. I am not one of those people. I just simply am asking, please take the post down. If you want to post pictures from the event of everybody, the picture of me and Angela is great. Angela is one of my dear friends. I had no idea he had prostate cancer. I feel for him in this battle, in this situation. You want to leave pictures like that up of people together having a good time and talk about the gala? That's fine. But posting pictures saying attractive woman, like you're almost using attractive woman to promote the event next year, is what is objectifying and is not okay. The post with just the women need to come down. I talked to many men that were there that when they saw the post, they are also asking board members it to be taken down because it literally was an event about men and there was no pictures of men. My picture, which although it wasn't my backside or offensive, was literally a picture that was taken and cropped out of a photo booth picture that I had taken. Like the delivery of how that picture came to was, you use that picture was creepy in itself, even though the picture wasn't creepy. And that's all we're trying to get you to understand, that post is very creepy. It is very cringeworthy. Take it down, put up a post of pictures of everybody, men, women, all together having a good time, say something nice about the gala, and that's perfectly fine, and it's over. And I don't know that people will leave you alone, so I'm not part of that group, but I'm hoping they will.
May I speak?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know what phone number you were given, but I
never... The one you
never...
sent me on Facebook inbox.
For you called Sunday?
Yep.
My like personal phone, my personal phone
the
number?
The phone would answer. Yes, the phone would answer, and then it would just go to white noise, and no one would answer back when I would say, hello, hello, hello.
That does not sound right. I had no phone problems, because I would have responded.
That's why I resorted to Facebook Messenger.
Well, I'm glad.
My photo did get taken down.
I have an offer for you, because you opened the door. Would you be willing to review every picture that I took, and then you decide which ones I could post? Would you be willing to do that? Because I still want to help this event.
But I don't think you're missing the bigger point of the tag. The tagline of the post. That
fine, I'll change the tag. I'll change the tagline. I won't say anything about beautiful women anymore. But you can pick out the pictures. We'll post those as a post on the Facebook page of Big Willie 105.5. In fact, the tag or whatever the right thing is, the headline, will be you. You'll say, hi, this is my name. I've not used your name. And this is this is the way it should be, or these are the pictures that we chose, or whatever it happens to be. You can write the whole blessed thing. Would that work for you?
Sure. And going forward, just advice for you, if you're at an event, let people know what you're taking the pictures for.
Oh, I do.
Maybe have them.
I do.
No, I was never asked or told they were going to be on Facebook. Mine was a picture of a cropped out picture on my face of me taking a picture with my good friend John Longwell and Chrissy Clutter in a photo booth. I had no idea.
Do you know why I cropped it? Do you know why?
No.
Okay, it wasn't big. No, dear woman, it was not creepy. I cropped it because yours looked great. That was it. That was all it was. That was it. Look, you've got my phone number. Can I call? We got a break coming up. Hold on, we got a break. Stop. We've got a break. Can she not hear me?
That's the point.
Would you just? Stop talking. Just hear me out. I've got to take a break. Can I put you on hold and then we'll continue this? It's a hard break. I've got to take a hard break.
I actually cannot. My daughter has a regional track meet today. I've got to travel for 2 hours. Right. And I've got a ton of stuff to do before I get there.
I'll contact you on Messenger, and then we can work out the post that you are going to make. You are going to make, and we'll put it on Big Willie 105.5.
And you will write. If you apologize for calling my friend Chrissy Clutter out online, her dad's golf scramble, when she was just trying to do what she was asked.
Wait a minute now. You saw how she posed for me. You saw that one. All right. Well, I'll get in touch with you. Got a hard break here. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
You're listening to River Talk.
A roof is more than just protection. It's peace of mind. At Klein Home Exteriors, we use top-tier shingle and metal roof products backed by the best warranties in the business, which means a roof from Klein saves you on future costs with their durability and performance. A new roof can even help to save on energy costs. Built to withstand the elements, crafted to last a lifetime. Protect your home at KleinHomeExteriors.com.
Klein Home Exteriors, your home exterior experts.
The spring season is an exciting time at the Highlands.
The fresh colors and new designs are in our retail stores now.
There's clothing and shoes, sporting goods in our sports complex, and many different restaurants.
And there's lodging, entertainment, medical services, recreation, and much more.
That's why the Highlands is a one-stop destination for so many here in the Upper Ohio Valley.
Find us on Facebook at The Highlands, Ohio County, or on the web at hitthehighlands.com.
The Highlands, located along Interstate 70.
Need a roof? Call the experts. Kalkreuth Residential. Kalkreuth is one of the industry's most trusted contractors. From roof replacements to gutters and downspouts, preventative maintenance, and emergency repair, Kalkreuth is proactive in the ever-changing construction world, so you have access to provide the latest products and services. Trust your roofing project to a true industrial professional. Kalkreuth Residential Roofing. Online at krsm.net/residential.
My name is Frank Schiebel, and I'm a general surgeon at WVU Reynolds Memorial Hospital. So I think if you're a patient, you know, considering surgery, I would think that part of your concerns would be post-operative pain, time off work, recovery time. I think all of these things are drastically improved with our robotic surgery techniques. That is, these surgeries are largely outpatient, so people come in, have the surgery, recover the rest of the time at home, and we get them back to work just as soon as possible.
The Cub Cadet Ultimate Sales Event is here. Action Equipment Center in Washington, PA has all the savings you need for the upcoming mowing season. Now through May 15th, save up to $1,000 off select Cub Cadet lawnmowers, including both zero turns and lawn tractors. The Cub Cadet Ultimate Sales Event, now through May 15th at Action Equipment Center, located on Jefferson Avenue in Washington. Offer valid 4/3/2025 to 5/15/2025 at participating Cub Cadet dealers and online at cubcadet.com. Prices may vary by retailer, may not be combined with any other discount or offer, and does not apply to prior purchases. Other restrictions apply, void where prohibited.
Spring is here. Imagine feeling that gentle spring breeze touching your face again as you picture those billowy clouds and that first robin. Bridgeport Equipment can equip you for spring. Hi, I'm Dimitri Vassilaris, host of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Low. I talked with Zach at Bridgeport Equipment on Hall Street next to Herb Electric about all the steel products for my lawn. Bridgeport Equipment now has spring sales on steel. Steel trimmers, $30 off. It's a steal. And a steel leaf blower is like a hurricane in your hand. It's a steal. Factory promo is going on right now. Bridgeport Equipment also has other great lawn care products by Ego and Echo. Bridgeport Equipment has 11 locations. Select stores carry John Deere, Honda, Polaris, Yamaha, tractors, ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, golf carts, wave runners, and more. Call for the exact product location. And that Bridgeport Equipment store in Marietta, 50,000 square feet. The Marietta Mega Mall. Boots, bikes, boats, and billions of other products. Well, it looks like a billion to me. Call Bridgeport Equipment for anything your lawn desires. 740-635-1129. Bridgeport Equipment. Equip yourself for spring.
While you've been stuck inside all winter, your list of around-the-house jobs has been growing. Start crossing off your to-do list at Brownlee Lumber and Supply. It doesn't matter if you're a contractor or you're tackling a job on your own. Brownlee Lumber and Supply has all the materials for flooring, kitchen, and painting projects, as well as everything needed for complete renovations. And their staff is another part of your team with the information to get any job done. Visit locally owned and operated Brownlee Lumber and Supply today, 8th Street in Wellsburg. Brownlee Lumber and Supply. Come in and see the Brownlee difference.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie, 105.5, River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
And how's your morning going for you? Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie, 105.5. And you can hear Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Again, Big Willie 105.5. And then the encore presentations of the show you can hear on the River Talk Radio Network, which is 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5, Dimitri live and dangerously local. So dangerously local. It's unbelievable today. Wait a minute. I don't know if I still have our guest on the line. Are you still there? Hello? Oh, I didn't hang up. That's my bad. All right. So I guess she's gone. All right. We have a line open. And how do you vote? Here's the question. Should the controversial pictures of the Blue Tie Gala for prostate cancer screening on Big Willie 105.5 be deleted? Vast majority of listeners are saying no. A few are saying yes, but I had a very interesting conversation. I've just tuned in with one of the women who was there and whose pictures I took and posted. She didn't like it. She reached out to me on Messenger, and I said, okay, fine, take them down. I don't know what number she was calling, but I'm telling you, that was, I didn't get anything. I didn't get anything. I know we don't have great phone service with my company, but it's nothing like that. Well, whatever. So what I did, I thought was actually a pretty decent offer, and I think she actually is going to take me up on this. I said to her, okay, fine. I will sit down with her in a public place, someplace public, like, I don't know, Panera's, Starbucks, or, you know, someplace public. She can bring a friend. She can bring 10 friends. I don't care. And I will show her every photo that I took that I still, I don't think I deleted any. I might have deleted a few. On my phone. She will pick out the appropriate photos. I will post her photos on the, well, the post. And she will write the copy about the Blue Tie Gala for screening prostate cancer awareness, whatever it happens to be, and, you know, blah, 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 whatever she wants. I, as God is my witness, I will do, if she's willing to do this, I mean, she said she was, I believe she will, actually. I'll post it on Big Willie 105.5. And then for good measure, if she wants, I can have her in here talking about it, and she can bring a friend, somebody else from, you know, the Blue Tie Gala or, you know, whoever it happens to be, and they can publicize it as much as they want. She gets to pick every photo. And I'll even take down the ones of all the beautiful women because they don't think that they're appropriate or creepy or, you know, whatever. I don't know. But if she is willing to meet me halfway, as God is my witness, I will do that. And I'll even promote it. Happy to promote it. I don't know what else I can do. All I ever wanted to do was to help these people. That's all I ever wanted to do. I didn't get one penny out of this. So hope she calls the right number. I'll reach out to her. I don't know what else to do. My phone number, my phone worked this weekend. Let me tell you, it worked. So I don't know what number she got or how. I don't know. All right. So there's that. So we are we're making progress. All right. Now, I need help with you. By the way, if you do want to vote, we have a line open. The phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Your vote matters, yes or no. Should the controversial pictures of the Blue Tie Gala for prostate cancer screening on Big Willie 105.5 be deleted? And so far, the vast majority of our listeners are saying no. A couple have said yes. They're voting yes. Okay, fine. That's the voting. You know, it is what it is. But she made me an intriguing offer. And look, I don't want to harm people. I don't want people being angry with me. I don't want people thinking I'm creepy. I'm not taking a knee for anyone. I am not taking a knee for a mob or anything. I will not do that. But if this is a reasonable way of helping the Blue Tie Gala, helping a Brave Men, Inc., win-win. Why not? I'm happy to do it. And I give her a lot of credit. I really do. Because even though she hates me and, you know, was really upset, I'm assuming she hates me, maybe she doesn't, but could you blame her if she did? But anyway, even though she's not a big fan of mine, let's put it that way, to her credit, she reached out to me on Messenger, and apparently she, I don't know what number she called, but I got no phone numbers. I got nothing on Sunday, nothing. Anyway, but she reached out, and I worked with her and got her the picture taken off and all that, and she called in and shared her thoughts. I give her a lot of credit because she's not one of these spineless behind-the-back people that are trying to destroy me. And in fact, she even admitted that they've reached out to her. In fact, here's her own words. I was asked to reach out to sponsors. I did not. I have a lot of respect for that woman. I really do. I know she hates me, but I have a lot of respect for that woman. The easy thing would have been for her to go along with the mob and whoever's organizing this thing and say, oh, yeah, I'll do that. She's saying no. And she's even admitting it, that she was asked to reach out to our sponsors, to my sponsors. And she did not. She deserves a lot of credit. So if she wants to go through with this, and I believe she will, we'll do it. I have no problem with that. I have absolutely no problem with that. Oh, my God. And how's your morning going for you, huh? Holy cow. We haven't quite done 2 hours here on Big Willie 105.5. I don't know how many people are following the Facebook page or sharing it or whatever, but my suspicion, maybe my fear, is that there's going to be a lot more of this kind of local insane stuff. And this one wasn't even planned. I cannot tell you how surprised I am with all of this insanity. I just can't believe it. And it's all because I really appreciate beautiful women and trying to help the Blue Tie Gala. That's all this was. Didn't make a penny off of this. It could cost me my career, could cost me my business. All right, let's go on to the business thing. And I'll keep you informed if she follows through. And I believe she will. I do believe she will. I think she's a sincere person. And she did take the time to call in. Very few do that. That showed me a lot of guts. It really did. And I let her talk. I didn't interrupt. Did you notice? I did not interrupt at all. It's like, just say whatever you want to say. And then I made her this offer. It just came into my head. It's like, okay, you pick the pictures. I'm actually looking forward to this. And we'll post them and, you know, and what else can I do? All right, next. I need your help with some of these people. I don't know who these people are. But they've been sent, and they may not even be real people, by the way. They may be aliases. I don't know. But they've been sending out letters, and I'm going to read just part of it to my clients. They're trying to destroy my business is what they're trying to do. Not just my career, but my business. And this is organized. I mean, you know, they reached out to this woman and she turned them down. Someone is organizing this thing to destroy my business. Who the hell is organizing this thing? So the letters that are going out to my clients, again, to destroy my my business, financial ruin, this is who they are. This is what you saw what they tried to do with Trump? Well, this is the local version of what they did to Trump. This is the same game plan on a much, much, much smaller scale. It says, during a recent charity event supporting men facing prostate cancer, Vassilaris was seen taking photos of women, including unsolicited images of their backside and feet. It was the shoes, not the feet. Anyway, he later posted these images to his personal social media accounts without all the women's knowledge or permission, rather than removing the offending content, blah, blah, blah. I urge you to consider whether continuing sponsorship of Vassilaris and Big Willie 105.5 aligns with your brand's values. It's worrying that your brand is being used to legitimize or support conduct that many feel is harmful, especially toward the voices of young women in the community. Notice what this person is saying. I don't know. I guess it's a he in this case. Feel it's harmful, especially toward the voices of young women in the community. The hell does that even mean? Many community members are paying close attention to how companies respond in moments like this. We are watching. We are the consumers your businesses rely on. I want you to think about this as if it were your daughter being victimized. What would you do? Apply that to everyone's daughters, sincerely. This is what I'm dealing with here. And all of them, or virtually all of them, our carbon, wait a minute, more people are calling in. Hi, Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name? How do you vote?
Tina, I vote no.
Okay, why, Tina?
Because you had that Dr. Georges on the show, and he was representing the event, and he never said anything about taking down the photos.
Exactly. Thank you so much. One line is open, call in now. So, I don't know these people, so I'm going to need your help. And I want to stress one thing here. I do not want you to call into the show to give me the information on these people if you know anything. Use Facebook Messenger. we have to do this off, because I've got to, you know, I've got to be fair to these people, because I don't know if you're telling me the truth. It may not be the same person, but they might have the same name. So I got to be fair to these people. But if you know these people, and I'll give you their email addresses, get in touch with me, Facebook Messenger, and let me know who they are, who you think they are, and how I can get in touch with them beyond this Gmail account. They all seem to have Gmail accounts suddenly here. Anyway, so here's the first one who's trying to destroy me. The subject is Dmitry Vassiloros' disgusting behavior. Do you know a William McKinley? No, no, not the president. He's dead. But there's a, according to this, a William McKinley, let me spell the last name, M-C capital K-I-N-L-E-Y. And the email address is, I'll do the whole thing, McKinleyWC at gmail.com. So it's spelled M-C K-I-N-L-E-Y W-C at gmail.com. Do you know who this is? Give me information, as much information as you can through Facebook Messenger. Next. Many community members are paying close attention on how companies respond to moments like this. These are all copies, or most of them, it seems. Do you know a Nicole Morgan? Nicole is spelled N-I-C-H-O-L-E, Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N, like the horse. Here's the address. N-I-C-H-O-L-E dot Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N, 11 at gmail.com. That's Nicole.Morgan11 at gmail.com. The next one here is from that reporter. And the reporter's a very interesting email address. It's NimeDude@gmail.com. NimeDude. There was some speculation that that person might have been transitioning, and this might be an explanation of that. I don't know. I literally don't know. I got offered equal airtime, was rejected. All right, so at least I know who this person is. A reporter who now is going to my clients to destroy my business. This is a reporter, you know, fair and balanced newspaper. And you know the publisher has got to be approving this, or else he would not have be allowing this. Billionaire Bob. I just wonder if is doing the dirty work for Billionaire Bob. But going after my sponsors, trying to financial ruin for Dmitry 2020 LLC, a reporter for the newspaper. Can you imagine? This is what newspaper reporting has come to now. Next. Do you know, let's see here, community care. Community care means, all right, do you know a Jasmine Donnell, J-A-S-M-I-N-E, Donnell, D-O-N-N-E-L-L. And the email address, and these are all Gmails. I wonder if they were just made up. I don't know. They may not be. I don't know. The address is J-A-S-M-I-N-E dot D-O-N-N-E-L at gmail.com. Do you know a Jasmine Donnell? Many community members are paying close attention to how companies respond in moments like this. It's all the same crap. One person wrote it. They all put their names on it and either created new Gmail accounts or just, you know, I don't know. All right, next. Do you know an Emily Teachout? E-M-I-L-Y, Emily Teachout, T-E-A-C-H-O-U-T. And the email address is teachout.em at gmail.com. Emily Teachout. Teachout.em at gmail.com. Many community members are paying close attention to how companies respond in moments like this. Sincerely, Emily Teachout. Next. Alexis Morris. A-L-E-X-I-S Morris. Alexis. I guess it's a woman. I don't know. Do you know who this person is? This was unbelievable. This one was unbelievable. All the different advertisers, it was horrible. Do you know an Alexis Morris? A-L-E-X-I-S M-O-R-R-I-S. Again, get in touch with me with Facebook Messenger. Who are these people? And I've got more names.